We interrupt our normally scheduled podcast, Excellent Work, today to move on into further excellent work on a subject that has come to our attention right now.
Wow. Right now?
Right now.
Episode 59.
Yes, sir.
Fear Kills. That's the title of our message.
Fear Kills.
It does.
So you may be sitting there and saying, well, now, wait a minute. I know fear is bad.
I was scared to death, Doc.
I was scared to death. There you go.
How many times have you heard that in your lifetime?
Well, and I think people mean it as a figure of speech, but what if it has become literal?
What if it has been?
So here's the study that just came out.
Okay.
Here it is. We just became aware of it. Okay, we want to be current with you here, okay? We want to keep you in the loop of what's going on. Okay, so from March 2020 to March 2021, a exhaustive study done on 500,000 people who died and the comorbidities. Now, you might recall back from last year, kind of a disturbing little statistic, that out of all the people that died in a different study, 94% of them died with comorbidities. Only 6% died with COVID-19 alone. That's something to bear in mind.
6%.
94% had another comorbidity, like heart disease, like obesity,
diabetes, sure.
High blood pressure, all these different things. So that's important to bear in mind as we get started. But this new study now that we just have put the number two comorbidity at 28% of all these people, 500,000 of them that died in that 1 year period.
Right.
28%, the comorbidity is listed as, are you ready? Fear and anxiety.
That is astonishing to me.
That's thousands upon
these
thousands
of people.
These are
medical records.
Yeah.
They're writing down as doctors and nurses.
This isn't some preacher standing in a pulpit reading a scripture to you, although we are going to read some scriptures to you.
Well, absolutely. And
But this is what is happening right now. They're admitting it. So I'm telling you, listener, we've got to get the word out that this fear-based reality that is called COVID-19, with all that goes along with it, vaccinations and masks, and masks are coming back. And all. What's the reason for all this? There is a master manipulator behind the scene here named Satan, who is totally, totally into killing people with fear. And I want to just reinforce that with scripture as we get going here in Hebrews chapter 2. And verses 14 and 15. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, that's us, all of us, children of God, he himself, that's Jesus, likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. All right, so whatever else we say here in this podcast, please remember that first. Jesus came and by his death and his resurrection defeated Satan. Satan is still loose on the earth. He is a defeated foe. He is a lying enemy. He's a deceiver. If he can get you to believe things about him, that he's big and powerful and wicked and mean and all, and he is all of those, but I mean in particular cases, then he can defeat you. But if you stand with the blood and the name of Jesus, if you stand in the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to overcome him by the word of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb, it says in Revelation chapter 12. So that's verse 14, but look at verse 15.
Right.
And release those. So while destroying the power of the devil, Jesus released those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Boom.
Now, if you just open your eyes and your ears and look at what's going on around about you right now, it is a major campaign that would love to lead to death. I was scared to death.
Yeah. I'm in fear of my life.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is happening in both the Christian world and in the secular world.
Exactly.
Amen?
Exactly. So it's a bondage, all their lifetime subject to bondage. How do you get out of that bondage except beginning to declare your freedom, beginning to understand that masks are not the answer, vaccinations are not the answer. All of this fearful motivation is not the answer for anything. It is drawing near to the Lord because he promised he would draw near to you if you do that, and he is going to set you free.
Glory. I like that.
Yeah.
Because basically what's happening is that our ears are getting filled with junk, the twisting of the truth.
Right.
And if we allow this to come in, if we buy into it, we become hardened in our heart, right? And who becomes hardened in their heart? Is it the unbeliever hardened in his heart? Can a Christian can become hardened in his heart? Who is he writing this letter to, right? And once you become hardened in your heart, you're unable to feel it. And what happens is you start uprooting what God has already done, and you're replacing it by the wisdom of men.
That's right.
And that's 1 Corinthians 3,
yep.
Like 18. Mm-hmm. The wisdom of men has to be laid aside right now. Holy cats, there it is.
There it is.
Because we're all over what man is telling us. Man is telling us. But what does the Word tell us, Doc?
The Word tells us that Jesus releases those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Man, I don't like that word.
Now, why is fear such a big deal? Because you could say, well, it's just an emotion. Listen, fear is two things. Fear is an emotion. It's a very powerful emotion. It exists in human souls. Everybody has it and its potential as a human being. But fear is also a spirit. There is an unclean spirit of fear. In fact, there are many of them that Satan employs in his kingdom to keep people under his thumb.
Right.
And he's doing it now on a wide, wide scale. But here's why fear is such a big deal. Because Satan knows this. If you have faith, he cannot defeat you. But he also knows that every place where fear can be entertained, where fear can be introduced and held by people, faith cannot be there.
Oh, faith and fear don't coexist together?
They are actually opposites of each other.
Like a north and a south.
Yeah.
On a magnet.
You ever see the magnet push away?
Compelling.
Yeah.
Imagine a really big magnet.
Kind of like that. So, Satan's objective, Satan doesn't have to come to you and say, well, this faith stuff you have, I mean, come on.
Right.
Jesus being the Son of God and all this stuff that you quote out of the Bible. Satan doesn't have to do that. All he has to do is get you to entertain and hold inside yourself fear.
Right.
Because when fear is there, faith cannot be there in the same place at the same time. It's impossible. It's like oil and water. They do not mix.
So we take a look at death and dying, and this is like, who doesn't have this conversation? That if you're a Christian, why are you afraid of dying? I mean, what is driving the fact that I don't want to die? I want to be immortal. I want to live longer than my expected time, right? That we are not okay with dying and going to heaven. I mean, just from our own subculture of Christians, right? Like born again believers. I don't know a lot of people that are like, I'm okay with dying. I mean, if this is what happens, then this is what happens. So be it. But it's not the end of things. I mean, why are we acting like it is?
Exactly. Death is not the end. It's the beginning of our whole immortality with Jesus and with the Father.
Yeah.
So we're not flippant about it. We want to fulfill our appointed time here on the earth. I don't want to check out before my assignment is over.
Right.
But I am not afraid of dying. I just am not. I've traveled all over the world. I've seen a lot of things. I've been in a lot of interesting situations, and it's just not a thing. I mean, I wouldn't say I've never been nervous or I've never, been concerned about something.
Right.
But I have chosen that anxiety and fear are not going to reside with me.
Hmm.
And I am going to keep my heart and my mind filled with faith and trust in Jesus and in the Father in heaven as the Holy Spirit enables me, leads me, and guides me. Now, that's very important to realize, that faith and fear are opposites. And realize, through the television, through the internet, through your computer, through your smartphone, daily, this barrage of fear is coming at you. And that's why you've got to have on the full armor of God. That's why you got to spend time in His presence. That's why you got to be fortified every day.
Right.
Because now, they're scaring them to death with COVID-19.
It's hard to get your brain around being
scared to death.
And then on top of what is happening within the body system, like being afraid.
28%.
Yeah, that's huge.
Scared to death.
That's huge. And these are, are these believers and unbelievers, right? It doesn't divide. The survey doesn't divide of all the people that, of those that believe in Jesus, are only 12%, and the other, right? It's not working that way.
No.
But fear comes into us a lot of different ways. And, at some point, I think maybe we should share this testimony that we got this morning from this this new believer here.
Yes, go for it.
About being afraid. So this particular individual who is very close to me has moved off of our continent onto another continent, another continent. And she's experiencing a lot of darkness in her new home. And I had really kind of surrendered this person to the Lord, saying, Lord, you have to come into this because my words aren't enough. You have to get to her. You have to go to her. And as I had prayed that yesterday, this morning I get this text message from this person. So I was praying tonight about Jesus reigning in our home and being the only thing that resides here, and nothing else is welcome here. Nothing else will be tolerated here. And while I had my eyes shut praying, I envisioned a dark spirit crouching over me, and I demanded it to leave in the name of Jesus, that it does not have authority here or in our home, and it will not torment my kids. I immediately feel the air is lighter in here, and my brain is not as stuffy and dark. I don't know how to describe it, but you're the only person that I can tell this stuff to who will rejoice with me and actually know what I'm talking about. This is how she ended her day, by coming under the submission of God Almighty in the face of fear, because that's what the deal was. I know about that dark angel hovering over things. I've heard other testimonies from other people describing this particular dark angel. And I'm just saying, and I think, Doc, you're saying the same thing, is look, we have got to go to the Lord. If you don't change your diet right now, you are going to become subject to hardness of heart and unbelief. You will. It's not you might. It's that you will. You have to change the regiment.
Yeah, you mean your spiritual diet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, your spiritual
diet. This isn't about all oranges and bananas.
Yeah, this isn't about... And look what people are doing to try to stay alive longer, right? They're changing their diets of their food intake so mm-hmm. they can live longer. They've got different creams. They've got different vitamins. They're taking all of this is out of response to what? A fear of dying.
Yes.
Right? So man's working the numbers. He's working the ways of getting his hands into your life so that he can control you through these different forms of diet and control and vitamins and this and that. I'm not saying don't be healthy. I'm just saying don't replace it, right?
Right.
You have to use the Word of God to move forward.
Right. Now, listener, you may be there and saying, okay, this is great. And you may respond as I used to respond when I heard messages like this. All right, I'm going to get to the spiritual gym. I'm going to bulk up. I'm going to get big and bad. And I'm going to kick some devil butt.
Ooh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, okay, there is a time and a place to do that. But I want to tell you, I came to a place in my walk with the Lord where I realized something that was embedded in a very simple scripture, but that is so powerful for all of this. And it's in 1 John chapter 4.
Uh-huh.
And let's read beginning at verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, if we had boldness in the day of judgment, why would we fear dying?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Wow.
Then the next verse says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Mm. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So here it is. When you open yourself up to the unconditional love of the Father, and what that means for you as a son or as a daughter of his.
Right.
Then you are stepping into a zone where you're stepping back behind the battle between faith and fear.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, because, okay, today faith is winning. Bless God. We feel the victory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But what about when another dose of fear comes in and it's there, so faith can't be there?
Hmm.
We might remember also the words of the Apostle Paul at the end of chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians. Now abide these three, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is faith. That's what we would think, but it's not. The greatest of these is love.
Right.
Love is greater than faith, because faith has to duke it out with fear, back and forth.
Mm.
And we believe faith wins. We stand in faith. We speak faith. We live faith. But if behind us is this perfect love of the Father supporting us, holding us, constantly filling our soul with our identity as a son, our identity as a daughter of the Father in heaven,
right?
Then we have a place to stand where we understand perfect love casts out fear. So in a sense, it bypasses right around that battle between faith and fear. Perfect love comes and just ushers fear right out the door. Boom, all of a sudden, wow, I got faith. I can trust God. I can move mountains. I can trust him for my finances. I can trust him for my kids. I can trust him for my living arrangements, everything about my life. How did this happen? You embrace the perfect love of the Father, and it came inside of you, and it addressed men. It addressed your son heart. Women, it addressed your daughter heart. Right down on the core and the base of who you really are.
So that really does change the demeanor. When we started off with this, I'm going to get boned up. I'm going to go fight the devil, right?
Right.
But you learn this, Doc, really through a process of being in and around other people that were without faith. I mean, when you had traveled to Africa, when you had traveled to India, was that where the breakthrough really kind of came through? Or did you find that on the U.S. side? Was it before?
Yeah, I did. Actually, it's through the teachings of two men, and we're not making up these names. Okay, these are real names. Right. Okay, a guy named Jack Winter. They're both dead now, by the way, but this is a while ago. Jack Winter discipled Jack Frost.
They must have had a good time with that.
You know. But, and it was really under the teaching. I met Jack Winter one time in a restaurant in Minneapolis, and man, he imparted some stuff to me that was awesome. But Jack Frost taught this message. He actually was incapacitated by the Lord 5 months and stayed in his house incapacitated while the Lord taught him the unconditional love of the Father.
My goodness.
And he came out of there and started traveling all around. Sherry and I encountered him at the Toronto Revival up in Canada. And that really changed our whole perspective. In fact, gave us the name of our ministry, Heart of the Father Ministries.
Right.
So, listener, we're saying to you today, don't get caught in the trap of... Here's another great statement that's floating around out there. We're following the science. Really? I didn't know that science was a religion to be followed. If you're a Christian, you're not following the science. You're following Jesus.
Yeah.
What should your relationship be to science? Actually, science, real science, is a good thing. But science is never a dogma. It is never a creed. It is never a set of you know, imperishable principles that everybody has to live by. That's not what science is. Science is new discovery by experimentation, by forming a hypothesis, by testing the hypothesis. Remember all this from high school biology?
Right.
That's what they taught you, and they were right. That's what science is. So follow the science. I don't know. I don't see it. I see for Christians following Jesus.
Right.
Because Jesus, as we started out here in Hebrews chapter 2, Jesus destroyed the work of the devil. Jesus released those who all their lifetimes were in bondage and subject and in bondage to fear. And so that is really the answer. Jesus came to give us the Father's perfect love. And I think the best way for us to wrap this up here today is just impart that to you.
That's a good idea.
Because I'm telling you, it's out there. It's everywhere. This fear, 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 anxiety, anxiety. You better be afraid. Friend, I'm telling you here at this podcast, we are not afraid of COVID-19.
No.
We are not afraid of Delta variant. We are not afraid of any of this stuff. We're not flippant about it. We're not weird about it. We're just not afraid, and we refuse to be afraid.
Well, we're standing on different ground, Doc.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely. So let's release this over you today, listener, and as the Lord leads you, you can begin to release this over your families, over your coworkers, over people you know.
Yeah.
Because fear is not going to reign.
Right. And there are certain people that you're going to that you can have this kind of a conversation with, and there are people that you cannot have this conversation
for them,
with.
Pray for them.
Right. So let that kind of, like, I wouldn't be throwing this down to people that don't know Jesus as their Savior. I mean, let's get them saved first. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, you're going to become very frustrated, but you have got to circle the wagons of the people that you're hanging with, and this is an example of what to do. What Doc is going to lay down before you right now is imparting something that it was given to him, and he's going to give it now to you. Is that a good way of putting it?
It is. And another thing this is another way of resisting the tyranny of the devil's devices.
Mm.
the fear of death and bondage to that. We're not agreeing with that. We're totally disagreeing with it. So, Father, I come in the name of Jesus right now, and I thank you for these people that are listening here today, and I just release upon them now your presence, your purposes, your life that you gave them when they became born again, and your power that you gave them when you baptized them in the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we just depend on those foundational realities today, and we say, Father, give to these children today a greater understanding, a greater internalization of your perfect love right from your heart. And I just release that to you today in the name of Jesus. The Father knows exactly the Son that he wanted when he called you men. The Father knew exactly the daughter he wanted, women, when he called you to be his own. And his acceptance of you and his love for you is just limitless. There's no end to it.
Thank you.
And right now, he's pouring it down on you. Mm-hmm. If you'll just open up and receive it, you'll find that even places where fear has started to make an inroad, it has to retreat and back up. Because perfect love, and this is the only source of perfect love. People run around all over the world looking for perfect love, but it's only available one place, and that's from the Father's heart. And so we release that upon you today, for it to saturate your mind, your soul, your emotions, your body, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us, American Christian.
God bless you.